Welcome back to the main stage. Network administrations, like in the 90s, all done manually, or NetDevOps with pipelines, Jenkins, and GoCD. Ulf will take us on a journey to their SDN. He is network engineer for more than 20 years and worked for several local and global ISPs. Currently, he's with Kuhn & Nagel and responsible for their global data center networks. I'm happy to welcome Ulf. The stage is yours.
Hi. So yeah, I would like to present you a journey to SDN. My name is Ulf Fischer. I'm a network engineer. And I'm now working at Kuhn & Nagel and responsible for global data center networks. A short show you the agenda. So I would like to tell you why and how the journey started. And then we come to the vendor game. Then I'll tell you about the challenge we had and how we tried to solve it with EVE and G, Ansible, and our dev network. Then we come to the point where we'll explain what a pipeline is. I have a small demo prepared for you. Please cross fingers that it will work. And after the demo, we'll come to the point how the networker's toolset changed. And if some time is left, we will have a question and answer section. So here we go. How did this all start? Yeah, Kuhn & Nagel runs a big legacy switch network with Cisco Nexus running Fabric Path. And about 3 years ago, ports are going rare and a new support contract needs to be signed. And it was a big layer two domain with a lot of VLANs already in use and new platforms like OpenShift, Docker, and Kubernetes kicked in. And they decided to have a look at the market. Yeah, first of all, I would like you to show how to split SDN into two parts. So the first part is the underlay. So surprisingly, you still have servers and switches which need to be cabled also with SDN. This is the underlay, so including OS. And we have the second part, the overlay. So this is the real SDN, the software on top of the underlay. I will repeat this during the presentation. Now I would like to show you where we looked at. So there was a pre-selection regarding hardware vendors. And for sure, we looked first at Cisco. Then that time there was a Cisco 9K in ACI version and also Cisco 9K Fabric Path version as underlay and as overlay with ACI. And we wanted to make sure that if this SDN part is not working, we can still use the Nexus switches as normal layer two switches, but that was not possible. You had to buy new ones. And on that point, Cisco was out. Then we had an external contractor who advised us to look at Nokia Nuage. And we went on site at Nokia and they wanted to show us their Nuage, their SDN, but that didn't work. They didn't get running. So, the next POC we had was on-prem already with at Kuhn & Nagel. It was with Juniper and Contrail. Xantao was supporting us with that, and that worked. But Kuhn & Nagel runs an enterprise proxy to connect to the internet, and that was a problem for the installation and for the, so Juniper itself said it was not made for enterprise or that they are not ready for enterprise at the moment. They are more into ESP market with their product. So we also looked at Mellanox switches then. They have some nice switches with 16 times 100G ports, and you can split them into 4 times 25 gig and or 4 times 10 gig or 2 times 50 gig. And they are half a rack unit, so you can put 2 switches next to each other in 1 rack unit and have 32 times 100 gigabit, which is very nice. And during that time, NSXT had got the same features as NSXV. NSXV is only supported with VMware, but NSXT you can use with other vendors. And then we decided to look into that one closer, had a POC with them, and that worked. And this is what we choose. So as overlay, we choose VMware NSXT. And as underlay, we have Mellanox switches. And we also looked at Quanta and EdgeCore, and we choose the EdgeCores for management. Mellanox and EdgeCore running Cumulus Linux. So as I started with Kühne+Nagel in April this year, Corona kicks in, and I was told we have 4 weeks to get the underlay, including configuration, up and running, because there was a fixed date of a consultant, which was which couldn't be moved to for the installation of NSXT. So for the overlay, so that was needed to be ready. Okay, so we had some policies to fulfill. We wanted to have this as infrastructure as a code, and we needed to be revision and audit safe. And Kühne+Nagel runs Bitbucket already, so that's Git, and we decided to use it. And me and my colleagues already had some experience with Ansible, and that's why we choose this one for automation. And Cumulus has a virtual edition of their software. It's called Cumulus VX. You can download it for free. And yeah, we needed to have a, so I was taking over the software part on the configuration, and a colleague of mine took over the racking and cabling part. Thank you, Norbert. And yeah, I needed to have some development network where I can try the configuration and try the provisioning with Ansible. You can run this Cumulux VX on several virtualization platforms like VMware, VirtualBox, or Vagrant, or KVM, everything you know. And you might also have, you might also know GNS3, where you can emulate virtual networks. I looked at it, but I don't like this FAT client setup. So I got an advice from a friend of mine to look into EVNG. Thank you, Didier, for this advice. And I like that because you only need a browser to configure your network. And Cumulus Linux were also running on that one. So I created a dev network. Here's what I created. So we have 2 spines here and some leaves and the management, some management switches, and a small jump host. And with Ansible, I started to, so with Ansible, you can split the configuration. You can have one file, one big file, and have a big playbook to run with. And that's all fine and will work. But if you get bigger, you would like to split this, and you can do this with roles in Ansible. So I started to, build all the roles and tested the configuration on the dev network with EVNG. This EVNG has a nice function which is called wipe. So you can wipe the switch completely, and it will reboot with a fresh and not configured version. And you can try again with your Ansible setup. Yeah, so that was ready and that worked. And I started to go with management switches because they were already up and running before the rest was done. That also worked. But I always did this by hand with from the command line. So run every run was done manually by hand, and you need to remember all the switches and options you have there with Ansible. And that's why we started to look into some pipeline tool. So what is a pipeline? I need to go a little bit back for this to explain this. You all may know VTP. So you can have a VTP server and a lot of VTP clients. And if you configure a VLAN on the VTP server, all the clients will also have the new VLAN by some magic. That's very nice. But at the same time, you can also, if you delete a VLAN or some more VLANs, they will also be deleted on all clients. And I'm sure you all know stories where VTP broke the network because you deleted too much or the wrong VLAN or something, or by accident. So that's very good compatible to automation or automatic configuration rollouts in general. And to avoid this, you need to have, or you want to have testing before you roll out your change in your life or production environment. So you can do this, for example, when you have GNS3 or EFNG with some virtual, or if you can afford, you can have a smaller hardware lab where you can roll out the change and test your change before you go live with that. And what would be also nice if you have some quality insurance in between to do some more testing. So the more testing you do before you roll out the change into your production network, the better the chance that you don't break anything. So if you look into pipeline tools, there's no way around Jenkins. I know Jenkins a little bit, and from my background with networking and network administration, I thought that's a little bit too feature rich and a little bit too complicated, and I would like to have something more simple. And developer of Koenigsegg pointed us to GoCD. Thank you, Frederick Hoppermann from ThoughtWorks. And yeah, that is just a pipeline, nothing more, nothing less. And I installed and configured GoCD and it worked. So I can advise you to look at this one. So this is how our pipeline looks at the moment. So it pulls the repository we have in Git for changes. So if you push a change into your Git repository, it checks out the configuration and runs with your new configuration, runs Ansible, and pushes your change to development. If everything is fine and nothing was broken, it gets automatically to the next stage in your QA environment, if you want to have one. And there you can do a lot of testing. As load test, you can check if you have the right routes there, if you have the right count of routes, if you have all BGP sessions up, interfaces up, and so on. And if that's also all successful, all checks are fine, and or you're green with that, it will push the change to life. You can also do this manually. You don't need to have this automatically run. So yeah, what do we do if we want to change the configuration now? So we don't need to SSH or use PuTTY and conf-t anymore. We also don't need to edit any script and without any revision control or without any possibility to roll back in time. We clone the repository or pull it if we have it already. And then we edit the code, the configuration, and then we push it back to the repository, and then we're done. So now we come to the part where I would try to show you that live. So here we have our network. Here again, this two spines and the leaves here. Here we have a small on Gox running Git repository I created. And here we have the pipeline, dev QA and live. And I'm onto this jump host here at the moment. And here we are on the repository. So I do git pull to check if everything is fresh. That's fine. And I'm on that switch here, on this one, on this spine here. And sorry, I show you natural BGP summary. I show you we have SVP, which has an idle BGP session here. And natural interface all. This is up and down at the moment. And we now want to try to get this up. Go into the Ansible role interfaces here, templates. And here we have the spine. I'm already here at switch port 1. And just remove this link down here, save this. And now I will add this to my local repository. I will also have a small commit message here. So it's now checked in, and I do a push here. I'm going to push it to the remote repository. Now we go to the pipeline, and hopefully that will be triggered in some in good in time. So we have this material here, and here we can see the my change is not there at the moment. So let's wait for some seconds. If that doesn't get by the poll interval, I think the poll interval is 1 minute, and it can take very long when you have a live demo. So I just would trigger this by hand. That would be done automatically also. So now we have this change here. And the pipeline starts running. So it will ask for an agent, and it's already building here. The agent is also running on the jump host, and we can look also into it, what is doing. So it just runs the Ansible playbook here. And stripped it down a little bit. So that was successful. So here we can see it did two changes here on both spines. And now it should get to the next stage. It's already there. So that went successful. We are now in QA. That will also hopefully run fine and successful. It only takes some seconds. And then I'll jump over to live and run that also. So this is done. Now I should see that live gets triggered automatically. Here we are. That's also some seconds. Okay. So come on, give me the green successful sign here. Yeah, that's done finally. Okay, let's check if that was successful. So let's have a look at the interfaces. And now we see switch port 1 is up, and let's see if our BGP session is there. And yeah, we are lucky that worked. We received prefixes, and that's it. Okay, back to my presentation. So this is from an O'Reilly book here, which they took from Big Switch Networks. So you can see in 1994, there was Telnet, and the configuration looked exactly the same like 2014, with the only thing which was changed is SSH. But today, to configure the network, I only use my favorite editor, like Nano, Joe, whatever you want to use, edit the configuration file, add it to your Git repository, and push it, and you're done. So that's a big change in the toolset of a networker, I think. So no PuTTY, no SSH anymore. No, sorry. I'm more a command line guy, so I do this all on command line. But you don't need to be scared if you're more into Windows. You can have a very good setup with Windows, also with Git for Windows and Atom. You need to remember this Control Shift P. Then you get a menu up where you can put into your remote repository, and then you have the possibility to check out and push your changes only with one editor you have. I just short show you how that works with Atom. You can also use any other editor you like and supports Git. So here we have already the repository checked out. We have here an Edge interface which we want to edit. That I will. If you do a change here, you need to save it. Then you get unstaged changes here. You can click on stage, and then it went to the staging here. Then you can have your commit message, what you wanted to, where you put your why you changed it into that field. Then you commit it to your local repository, and then it changes here that you have you are able to push this to the remote repository, and you can click here and you're done with that. So that's a very nice workflow to go here, and very clear. And you only need, as I said, editor to configure your network, nothing more. So finally, we won the challenge. The SDN was ready in time, I think 2 days in advance, and the SDN overlay installation was successful. So we were ready. Hope that was in time. So do you have any questions?
Yeah, well, thank you very much for that great talk. What I really like is that it differentiates between the ISP and the enterprise market. And I think in the past in DNOC, we had a lot of ISP talks, and now there are more and more talks focused on enterprises. And especially when you highlighted out the differences in the switches, that there are maybe more feature sets which are relevant for ISPs or for enterprises, and to have a look on that. From the audience, there were the question that some had problems when they tested their devices, for example, Cumulus Images on Eve, that did you test with the identical images, or did you get slightly different, for example, interface names, which made tests hard?
So that there's one thing in EVE-NG, you cannot have more than, I think, 28 interfaces at the moment at the community version of EVE-NG, I think. So that's that was also a problem for me. But we now get the enterprise version. It's not so expensive, and there you can have all interfaces. At least I saw it already on the community pages of EVE-NG that it's possible to have more interfaces than.
Okay, but like interface names are the same. You use the same images as you would use.
Yeah, so this, as I said, there's this Cumulux VX, what you may know and what you can try for free. And I can help you in anything to get it up and running if you have any problems. Just talk to me and I can show you.
For the audience, Ulf will be available in the chat. You can maybe directly chat to him in our Venueless tool, or find him in our community. Someone also pointed out that GNS3 nowadays has also a web interface, but it's pretty new and probably beta.
I'll look into that. Thank you for that. Yeah.
That was from the chat. And another question would be, how do you really, really test whether a configuration change is successful when you mentioned the pipelines and you have the test stage and before you go to prod?
Yeah, it's a good point. As I said, as good as your tests are, the chances are good that you don't break your live network. But yeah, so we are still in the progress that we have to build a lot of testing with that. So, for example, you can check for the number of routes, as I said, and if the interfaces are up, if you receive the number of prefixes you expect. So you need to remember that you also need to adjust the changes when you do a change. So if you have one more interface up than before, you need to program that also into your testing, that otherwise it will just fail. But that's exactly what you want. So yeah, you need to think of yourself. You can also have clients on the network which you do pings to or trace routes to and look into that. So with Ansible, you are able to have a lot of so the text you get back from the testing, you can have very good possibilities to check if that's exactly what you expect to see there. So, yeah.
Okay. So last question, did you also test interoperability between your existing network and the new SDN network, or is it a greenfield setup and you just put it in a new place?
Yeah, good question. I have also, if we go to go back to the dev network, I can show you that I also have Nexus devices here running in EVNG and also some PCs here. So I can power them up, and I checked with EVNG already the integration with our legacy network. So yeah, it's I did this also. We did some testing and checking it before.
Okay, yeah, that's a good idea. So in time, many thanks for the talk. For the audience,
thank you for having me.
For the audience, please rate the talks. That helps the PC to get an idea if this talk was useful for the community. And with that, Ulf, thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye.